The revolution will be broadcast.
Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Welcome back, Shadow Nation. Welcome back to the one, the only mystifying oracle of radio, Demon Hunter. How you doing, buddy? Welcome back to studio. Are you there, Demon Hunter?
I am here. I was just checking out our brand new broadcasting website on twitch.com.
It's just so amazing. It blew your socks off.
Hey, twitch.tv.
Twitch.tv /blah blah. Stitcher Smart Radio, Planet Paranormal Twitch. Twitch.tv/TV. That's our new home. The SYL Project. Give some love. Share some love today. TheSYLProject.com. Canadian A Network, guys. Thanks, everybody around the world, for helping us out and carrying our stuff. You are so very cool. You're part of the revolution.
Yeah. That's what Bernie would say.
Part of the. Did you watch that last night?
I did not.
You didn't watch the Republican debate?
No, I didn't. It was.
Oh, God.
It was my wife's birthday last night.
So you guys didn't cuddle up and watch the debate together?
No. We had people over and had way, way too much to drink.
Oh, my God. You know, a lot of people, guys, you know, on this show we've been on, we're celebrating our 10th year anniversary coming up here, of giving you the best and strange and weird from Hollywood to the grave and the ghost and the demons and the aliens. Oh, my God. We got it all. But here's something for you conspiracy theorists. Nathan and I. Our wives have the same birth date now.
Indeed.
And my mother has the same birth date as our wives. Yeah. Don't think of anything strange there. There's nothing to be found. There's nothing to be found there. I'm sure you guys would think enough. Anyway, but guys, thanks for joining us back here in the Shadow Studios, the G&D Show Studios. And you guys are the Shadow Nation. If you're just joining us, first-time listeners, long-time listeners, we love you. So glad to have you back on this night. Historic night of Super Bowl 50. Huh?
Super Bowl 50?
Super Bowl 50. People are losing their mind. Of course, everybody's going to come on tonight. I got to ask them, who do you think is going to win? I know this is a paranormal topic show, but we really cover everything, entertainment too. So
We try.
Yeah, and you know that I'm a huge Peyton Manning fan. And, of course, I live in beautiful Indianapolis, Indiana. And go Colts, which we didn't go this year. The only place we went was home to watch the Super Bowl from our television sets, and of course the players in a much nicer house than me, but Peyton Manning, of course, is at Denver Broncos tonight. Go Manning. He's taking the field tonight, and a lot of people are saying, Nathan, a lot of people are saying that Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos, this is Peyton's last game as a National Football League quarterback. Yeah.
Well, isn't he the oldest quarterback in?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's one of the things we were going to talk about tonight because, you know, I thought with the Super Bowl thing coming up that we would get into some of the fun facts about the Super Bowl and...
Coming up, it's playing right now.
Yeah, I know. It just kickoff was at 6:30, so we're a little bit behind the eight ball, but that's what we do for you guys. We have to run down here in studio and get everything set up, you know what I mean? Yeah, but we're going to get into all that later. But for now, tonight's guest, Nathan... Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
I am too, guys. Tonight's guest, we got two of them for you. Dave Rosenfeld has investigated everything from UFOs to Bigfoot, known for exposing Dugway, the UTTR, as the new Area 51, History Channel's UFO hunters, ancient aliens, and much, much more. Also, joining us a little later will be author, researcher, and good friend of the show, author of Skinwalker and Beyond, Mr. Ryan Burns. He's been known as a real-life Indiana Jones to those in the Skinwalker community, Skinwalker Ranch community, for his tireless research and effort and his work into the ranch and the phenomena behind it. Tonight, we go to one of America's most dark and mysterious places as we head back to Utah in a little place we like to call the Skinwalker Ranch. Only at the home of the mystifying Oracle of Radio, right here, guys. On your Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show, Wow.
Yes.
Yes. So glad. I only messed it up once. We had usually, guys, we don't have back-to-back guests. These guys are actually coming on at the same time. This will be Dave Rosenfeld, also known as Alien Dave, aliendave.com, guys. You can find out about Dave. He's done a lot, man, UFO hunters. He's actually the director of the Utah UFO Hunters. Yeah, so these cats have been down in the mess. Every time, you guys know, Nathan and I, we've looked for Bigfoot, you name it. what have we done, man? Sea serpents, ghosts, demons, but we never...
Lizard monsters.
But this is a really passionate episode for me. I mean, every one of them is, but the Skinwalker Ranch, to talk to the guys, and we're supposed to go out there, Nate. We've been invited several times. We just haven't made it. But to talk
And it's a little, it leaves you a little worried, Sean. I mean, let's face it. Didn't we have some issues happen every time we had topic come on the show?
Yeah, we sure did, guys. That's no joke. Like I was saying earlier, we've been doing the show almost 10 years, be 10 years this year. And, you know, we've had, of course, you can see our stuff when Nathan and I had our TV show based on the show you guys are listening to right now, the Ghostman Demoner show. It was called Extreme Paranormal on A&E. Also, you can see the many other things that we've been honored to be a part of. Nathan, what have you done, Nathan? What channels have you been on?
Well, we did A&E. That was Extreme Paranormal.
Yeah.
My Ghost Story on Bio.
There you go. There's some more of Nathan's adventures. And I did Destination America last year. The most recent one we had done, I think, for either one of us was the Destination America, which was the Dybbuk box, the haunted Jewish box. If you don't know what it is, guys, go rent the movie The Possession. Look it up on Netflix. Very real, very scary thing. Or at least that's what Nathan and I came to find out after the interview. But, yeah, so if you guys don't think this stuff is real, let me tell you something. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Right, Nate?
That is correct, sir.
Tell them about the guys in black we've had.
That's what we were mentioning earlier. The first time we ever had Ryan on the show, we noticed the black helicopters.
That's right.
And then the second time we had Ryan on the show, we had the cars pulling up to my house. It was a man and a woman in black showing up at my lodge from Utah, wanting to get a look inside my lodge.
Yes.
And then we also had...
like it was just your lodge they wanted to look inside.
Yes. No probing allowed.
Yeah.
But just weird stuff, man.
I don't know, man. I don't know. But yeah, we've had a lot of weird stuff happen around the studio, guys. We'll have these great topics come on, these great guests, and... I don't know. What do you think's the weirdest thing you think you've had on yet happened to you there in the studio?
Besides being beaten up by a demon in the middle of...
Yeah, that would have been... That's a story for another day, guys. But Nathan did get body slammed by a demon. Well, got tagged in the back a couple thousand times while we were doing the show. And then my house got blown up. Yeah.
Yeah. So. And then, of course, there was broadcasting. Well, we were recording a show at the Haunted Whispers Estate when we started hearing voices in the house.
Yeah, we've done a lot of stuff. Anyway, going down memory lane. Hey, so I just wanted to say, guys, if you don't know about us, we are on Twitch now, twitch.tv/ghostanddemon. That's where you can get us at now. So it's twitch.tv/ghostanddemon. You can find all our archives and stuff like that at ghostanddemon.com. That's two D's and demon.com there, ghostanddemon.com. You can get all our archives, guys. Over nine plus years of archives. But you can watch us now, live now, commercial free, thanks to, thanks to our bankroll and Twitch TV. commercials coming in, it's going to make it real cool. And, I just want to say, you guys, make sure to go to Facebook and Twitter and follow us, too, the Ghostman Demoner Show. But, Nathan, this week, one of our good friends of the show, and I thought we should bring this up because it was a huge honor, Mr. Don Wildman from Mysteries of the Museum.
I love Don. He's great.
Yeah, Mr. Don Wildman. He's a good friend of the show. He's been on our show a couple times. He'll be back on in the future. Don posted a review, if you will. I'm going to take it as a review, Nathan.
And it was a short review, but it was definitely a good review.
You don't get many, thumbs up in this place, guys, doing this kind of, it's a thankless job. You don't hear much about all the listeners out there. But Don said, what a great show. These guys are great. Thank you so much, Don. We love you. We know how that to me, that's like getting on the couch, getting to sit on the couch next to Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show. We've made it.
That would be interesting in our field if it happened now, since you've been dead.
Right. That'd be even better now. No, but thank you, Don, very much. And thanks to all our supporters out there, guys, that are pitching in, because we will eventually take you to the top with us, because there's nobody out there like us.
No one.
Oh, anyway, getting into it, Nate, that you were talking about the Super Bowl being tonight. And yes, I was agreeing with you. A lot of stuff going on with that, huh?
Yes, I've got the I've actually got the game on the television behind me. It's very, very weird to be watching the game while doing the show, but no sound.
Yeah. See, I think you have more sponsors than I have on this side of the studio, because I don't get a TV. I got my computer here with the stories all loaded up, and you're watching the football game. You don't even like football.
It's not that I don't like football. It's just I only watch two games a year.
Yeah. Well, you know, hey, I'll tell you what.
I watch, well, three games. I watch football, two games on Thanksgiving Day, and the Super Bowl.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, the Super Bowl, everybody, you got to watch the Super Bowl, dude.
And you watch it for the commercials, you know.
Who is the halftime tonight? It's, oh, my God. She was an American Horror Story. She won the Oscar this year. Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga is the halftime show, which that could be scarier than anything we've done on this show, Sean.
Yeah, get into the chat room, guys. Let us know if we're right. I'm pretty sure it's Lady Gaga tonight, but you know.
And by the way, folks, the chat room is on the Twitch page now, and you can log in using your Facebook. I don't think you have to create an account. I think you can log right in using your Facebook.
Yes, you can. Yeah, but anyway, the you know, it always, around the Super Bowl, any kind of entertainment stuff, you hear things like Illuminati. Huh? I know you're...
We don't exist, Sean.
Yes, I know. I was going to say, you're scared of the Illuminati stuff. But if you remember in recent past times, you've heard about symbolism. Last year, Katy Perry's performance at the Super Bowl. Remember? The lion and... All the symbolism.
Yes, I remember. And even though the Illuminati does not exist, I have been informed that I can tell you that had nothing to do with the Illuminati.
Yes. Well, you weren't there. I think we were broadcasting on the air. But they said that that Katy Perry was part of the Illuminati. I mean, who's not? Apparently, they could say you and I are part of the Illuminati, which you might be.
They probably say it about me first, Sean.
Yeah, because I've told our listeners you are, because you're a Mason. Of course, everybody knows that. But, anyway, Katy Perry, part of the Illuminati, they say. And tonight, I just wonder how soon. Guys, get on Twitter, hashtag Ghost and Demon. Or not hashtag, how do you do it? At Ghost and Demon. Let us know what do you think about Lady Gaga being Super Bowl halftime performer this year.
Super time.
Yeah, because, you know, Lady Gaga, she's really cool, but she's... She's got a rap, right, for being kind of bizarre?
No, not Lady Gaga, Sean.
Yeah, well, I thought she was really good in it. Did you see an American Horror Story?
I did not.
Okay. Did you see her in anything that you can help me with this conversation on Lady Gaga?
I saw her in a meat dress once.
You did? What's a meat dress?
She wore a dress made out of meat.
Oh, well, that...
In fact, I understand it's been jerked to preserve it.
Oh! That's bad. That's early on you started with that. So anyway, yeah, we had, you know, X-Files guest Dean Haglund on. We've had plenty of X-Files guests, and we asked him about the Illuminati, and a lot of them go back and forth. Some of them believe in it, some of them don't. Mostly they don't. They don't believe in it. But anyway... pop singer has admitted to selling soul to Satan. I was reading this article, and it has to do with as expected, the Super Bowl. This was a couple Super Bowls ago, back in, it's going back to 2004 with the Nipplegate, right? With Janet Jackson popped out of her thing. But they said, as expected.
Oh, the Illuminati planned that?
Yeah, as expected, Super Bowl halftime performers. They say they've had their share of Illuminati symbolism. Yeah. And they talk a lot about Katy Perry last year with the lion. We even covered a story on this last year.
We did.
Yeah. Needless to say, pop star Katy Perry's show this year didn't let those reading between the lines down. The 12-minute performance sponsored by Pepsi began with Perry outfitted in a flame pattern dress, possibly representative of her right-hand role to the ruler of the underworld. Huh? And these are the people. Can you imagine knocking on the guy that wrote this article? His door going, "Hello, sir. Do you have a few moments to speak to me about Clorox bleach?" Oh, my God, you're with Satan. Is that the way
I'm
it would be?
I'm not with Satan. I just work for the man.
Yeah, I'm not with him. Anyway, this would be ludicrous assumption, except for the fact that Perry herself has admitted in an interview, Nathan, that she sold her soul to the devil. Mm-hmm. That's what she said. She said, "When I was 15, because I grew up in a household where all I ever did was listen to gospel music, I swear I wanted to be like the Amy Grant of music. But it didn't work out." And so
I wanted to be like the Amy Grant of music. Well, what would that make Amy Grant?
Her words, not mine. I don't know. And she said she sold her soul to the devil. The singer confessed. Other celebrities such as Nicole Scherzinger, ding, of the now defunct Pussycat Dolls, have gone on record claiming you have to sell your soul to the devil to be successful in the entertainment industry. Now, that, you know, we're semi-successful, kind of, I guess. And the Satan's never came here. I mean, I haven't. Have you? Did he come to your studio?
We're obviously not that successful, Sean.
Yeah, so when Satan gets here, we can say, "Hey, you know, man, if you got a second, we'd really appreciate it."
Do you have to sell your soul? Can you lease it?
Yeah. I
rent
would imagine.
It out?
I mean, I don't know the rules about it. I'm sure you could do something with that. Buy on a plan. Or what is that when you sell your house and you haven't moved yet, but you find a house you really want, but you haven't sold your house yet? Sell with the intent. You can put it in the clause. So you say, if we do get famous, that's when you can have our soul.
So, okay.
Take it away. What do you got?
What do I got about selling my soul?
Well, no, not selling your soul, but you had something about the Super Bowl you wanted to discuss.
I did?
Yeah, I thought you were talking about something with the Super Bowl and the aliens, UFOs.
That was not the Super Bowl. That was the fact that we are putting up satellites now, Sean, to try and catch UFO information. Because it seems that every day there's some kind of video emerging that appears to show UFOs near the International Space Station.
Okay.
And it's always turns out to be not a UFO. It's normally space debris or light reflections or something like that. Yeah. But apparently people are not convinced.
Well, I'm not convinced. I mean, are you going to ask me if I don't believe in UFOs? Are you kidding me? The truth is out there. Give me that stuff.
Haven't you been watching The X-Files, Sean? Yes. The truth is not out there.
It is. First off, we got to get on The X-Files because I'm not understanding. It's jumping too much, my friend.
Well, just to give you some ideas, Sean, they are planning on putting these satellites into space so that they can determine what actually people are seeing up at the space station. It's a cube set disclosure.
Okay. Disclosure?
And the team of researchers that brought it together, they are software engineers. They're led by Dave Cote. Uh-huh. I'm saying that right, I'm pretty sure.
Is that the
who,
wrong
Who have the one common purpose of launching their satellite.
Okay.
So their whole goal is to go up there and put these satellites up there to determine whether or not we are actually seeing UFOs.
Okay, and so, who's this guy work for? Not to interrupt. Go ahead. What's this guy working for?
Well, they don't work for anybody. They're doing this on their own.
Yeah. Well, good luck with
this
that, pal.
Independent, but they have astronauts, military personnel, police officers, former defense ministers of Canada, all coming forward, starting to release this UFO information to them,
right?
And they want to prove it. So they're trying to put up their own satellite.
Well, I'm just saying good luck with that, because the guest we have on tonight, we're going to go into some deep stuff, man. Mr. Robert Bigelow, one of our faves on this show, right? Bigelow Aerospace. People just don't know how deep Skinwalker Ranch goes with the money and the shadows and the conspiracies. And you know what? Could be he is a terrific guy or whatever. But, you know, we're going to talk about some things like the B-330s and stuff like that. NASA giving $22.5 million to him and starting to work with him. Our government working with a private citizen to do cool things in space. You know, without answer to anybody, because whatever the government sends out, they have to answer to us. Whatever the government works with somebody else that's a private citizen, they answer to no one. So, yes.
Well, maybe Bigelow will give these guys the money to put their satellite up.
Yeah, he might, but that's what I was saying. It would probably get you can't, you're going to have a license. And there's something going on now where you can't even have a drone over a certain size without a license. Have you heard this?
Yeah, I have. In fact, they just recently had a drone hit the Empire State Building. So,
really? Well, I mean, how big was the drone here?
People. Well, I doubt it was a very big drone, but literally, what was the drone doing up there?
Well, who cares? I mean, it's a...
Well, who cares what...
If it's a pocket-sized drone?
If they were trying to peek in on somebody's professional business in... The Empire State Building.
Well, I guess the...
They could be spying, Sean.
Who was the... Mattel should have thought of that before they... whoever did it. But look that up. Drone licenses. I don't think they've came out with it yet, but I know that the FAA is getting involved, I think.
Well, they have to because people are starting to fly their drones in the path of airplanes.
Yeah. Well, you're getting it for your 13-year-old kid that went from, you know, went straight from burning ants with his magnifying glass to running gigantic drones.
What were you doing when you were 13, man?
To, you know, running drones into the side of a Boeing 737. I mean, yeah. How to get
you
a drone certificate. They're going to be called drone, and the FAA approves more than 1,000 commercial drone permits. So... Yeah, you have to get a permit to the FAA, but there's things on that, folks. Don't run out to Target and not buy yourself a drone or Good Smart or whatever the store is, because I don't know. Don't listen to me. I don't know.
They're actually planning on, I believe, making you register drones, even if you already own them, if they're capable of flying over a certain height.
Okay.
They're going to want to register them so that if they're used in criminal acts, they'll be able to find out whose they were.
Well, I mean, I guess I kind of understand that in criminal acts. I mean, because they do have video and everything. Yeah, well, you never know.
I mean, let's face it, Sean. When you were in college, if you could have flown a drone over the sorority house and gotten in the windows there of the bathroom for the showers.
Yeah. Hey, guys, G&D Show in the news, and it starts right
now.
I'm Ghostman Sean B.
And this is Nathan S., a.k.a. the Demon Hunter.
And here's what's strange this week in your world.
That's right, folks. It's time for Ghost Man and Demon Hunter in the news. That's weird news, and it means that it's time for the G&D drinking game. Every time Sean and I make a mistake, you take a drink. And if you're listening to this show while driving your car, please do not play the G&D drinking game. And if you're going to play along, please listen responsibly.
Not bad. We were a little off cue, folks, tonight on our news.
Yeah, segment. We were a little off cue. I didn't really. My sounds turned down here, Sean. I didn't hear you playing the music. I'm sorry.
Oh, you got to turn that up. That's okay, folks. You know, bear with us. We just changed our format last week with some new sounds and some new cues. So, you know, we got to get all that stuff going down. But anyway, guys, first up to bat, I'm going to take the first bat at plate. You want me to take
it? Oh, go ahead.
Hey, Disclosed TV, thanks, guys, for giving us this story. 10 facts about the Illuminati you must know. Huh? Yeah, well, first,
fine.
Guys, number one, Illuminati meaning. The Illuminati means enlightened in Latin. Going by the name, one can easily make out that they consider themselves separate from the normal people. A lot of people didn't know what Illuminati means. It means enlightened. You're welcome, world. Religion is number two. According to many books and movies, Illuminati is a Christian organization. But in reality, they are a non-religious sect and don't follow any particular religion. Number three, different classes. Illuminati has three different classes of their members. The first class is called the nursery. The second class is called the Masonic grades, Nathan. And the third class is called the mysteries. Yeah, the system was established in 1782. Yeah. Number four, taking over the world. Many theories have come to life that proves the Illuminati is still functional. They have taken over the world's leading organizations. Many believe that they even have control over the media. Therefore, no one reports anything about them.
Is that a fact?
I have said it before, Sean. I will say it again. The Illuminati do not exist, and yes, that is all I have been allowed to say about it.
Right. I'm going to get you on one of these nights. I'm going to ask you. Okay, number five, financial support, guys. They're being financed by the banks all over the world as they have members. Their members are leading the banks. Anyway.
How is that possible? The banks have no money anymore.
Yeah, this is true. The Illuminati has it. Number six, ooh, famous members, many celebrities. Here we go. He's talking about this, guys. Many celebrities are considered a part of the organization. These celebrities include Beyonce, Jay-Z, Miley Cyrus, as well as the Pope. So anybody that's in the limelight, basically, is... Number seven, guys, infamous activities by the group. These secret organizations was banned as they were allegedly responsible for many infamous incidents in the world history. These incidents include the French Revolution, the Battle of Waterloo, and some even believe that they were responsible, of course, for 9/11. They have strong links to the U.S. government. The organization even controls the United States government, it says. This was proved when the USA got Independence Day after the organization was formed. Wow. Well, I don't know. What came first, the chicken or the egg? The date or the Illuminati? I don't know. The original symbol, Illuminati symbol originally was not an eye. They had an owl as their symbol earlier. And number 10, last but not least, the U.S. dollar. U.S. dollar has an eye on the note. This has resulted in many theories, according to which even the Reserve Bank is under the control of the secret group. There you go, guys. You're welcome, the Illuminati. There you go, Nathan. And that was one of the things we were talking about, guys, with the symbolism on the dollar bill, and we had the symbolism on the dollar bill. They were talking about there was different signs on the dollar bill about the Illuminati and everything. You know, you heard about that. And the Bohemian Grove, one thing we haven't got into on the show, but we will a little later, about the Illuminati and Bohemian Grove, where a lot of our presidential and senators and stuff like that go to party it down. Go ahead, Nathan.
I'm a skeptic, Sean. I honestly, no, Illuminati, they were shut down, you know, yes, 200 years ago, and that's the end of it.
Okay, they were shut down.
they no longer exist. They nope. Okay. Sorry, folks, do not go looking for the Illuminati. They don't exist.
Don't go looking for them. We're going to change your name to Illuminati Nate. I think that'd be good. Are you ready for the next, or do I take it?
I will take it, Sean, because a squirrel left thousands without power in Tulsa.
Oh, my goodness. Thanks,
thanks
squirrels.
To UPI News for this information. Mm-hmm. Tulsa, Oklahoma, February 5th. A squirrel caused a 40-minute power outage, according to the Public Service Company of Oklahoma. The outage caused by the squirrel made its way to Tulsa. Ah, have a drink, folks.
Squirrel!
The power outage caused by the squirrel that made its way into the Tulsa Power Substation affected about 5,500 customers, including six Tulsa public school buildings.
Aw, leave the kids alone.
We put all kinds of animal guards up on our equipment, and occasionally these critters find a way. Public Service Oklahoma spokesman Ed Bitterman told Tulsa World.
Is he bitter?
The squirrel reportedly touched the wrong thing, and Bitterman suspects that the squirrel was likely left beyond charred in the accident.
I bet.
Sean, I also understand that they are currently looking into whether or not the squirrel had any connections to ISIS. They want to know if ISIL was at a time connected with this squirrel, if this squirrel ever left the country for training in terrorism.
Sure.
He was obviously a suicide squirrel because left him fried. Just for a little horror there, Sean.
He was a one-hit wonder.
Yes.
Well, that's what he gets. You're leaving us in power outages, squirrel, in the dark. You can't do that to kids. Anyway, guys, tonight's amazing guest, before we go to break, let's go over that one more time, Nathan, shall we?
Oh, sure. Why not?
Okay. Well, I'm going to do it if you don't mind. Tonight's guest, Dave Rosenfeld. He investigated everything from UFOs to Bigfoot, known for exposing the Dugway, or the UTTR, as the new Area 51. He's been on History Channel and much more, guys. Also author, researcher of Skinwalker and Beyond, Ryan Burns, real-life Indiana Jones for the Skinwalker people. Stops by studio tonight, guys, right here at the Mystifying Oracle of Radio, your Ghostman and Demon Hunter show. Gonna be good. Oh yeah, aliendave.com. You've heard about Dave though, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he's done a lot of good stuff out that way. So I'm excited to have him on. I've seen him with his UFO hunters a couple of times on Discovery Channel, History Channel. Many of the people that we've had on our show have worked with him. So I'm excited to have him on. He's going to join the cast tonight, Nathan. Yeah. Anyway,
guys. The cast of the Ghost Men and Demon Hunter show.
That's it, guys. Anyway, it's going to get dark. It's going to get creepy. It's going to get very strange and weird with tonight's real-life X-File, Skinwalker Ranch, and two of the specialists that are out there. Tonight's band, guys, because each week we support, we love the little man on this show. We play an independent song, independent band. Tonight's band name is Midget, M-I-C-H-E-T-T. Name of the song, Lift Off, Demon Hunter.
Sean, just one little piece of information here.
Yeah.
For those of you going into the Ghost Band and Demon Hunter halftime, the score is currently Carolina 6, Denver 10.
Oh, there we go, guys. Peyton Manning strikes first and last. Stay tuned, Shadow Nation. We'll be right back.
3, 2, 1, 0.
Hey, this is Tom Breedwood, a.k.a. Froakie from The X-Files. You're listening to The Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show. Enjoy it, because I know I do.
Hey, welcome back, Shadow Nation, to the one, the only, mystifying Oracle Radio. your Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show. Tonight's guest, we got a twofer for you, okay? First one up, Dave Rosenfeld. He's investigated everything from UFOs to Bigfoot, known for exposing the Dugway, or the UTTR, as the new Area 51, History Channel's UFO Hunters, Ancient Aliens, and so much more. Also joining us, author, researcher of Skinwalker and Beyond, Ryan Burns. He's also been known as a real-life Indiana Jones to those in the Skinwalker Ranch community for his tireless effort and research into the ranch and the phenomena behind it. Ladies and gentlemen of the Shadow Nation, please help us welcome Mr. Rosenfeld and Mr. Burns to the show. What's going on, guys?
Hey, what's up?
I'm taking a breath now, Jesus.
Hey, Sean, we had an issue getting Ryan on the line. We're still trying to get him, but we do have Dave on the line.
Hey, that's good. That's good. Do you want to go to commercial again real quick while you get Ryan, or you just want to do it while me and Dave talk it out?
I'm going to try and get a hold of him right now off
okay.
On the on the outside line, okay. Sean. I'm using the outside line.
All right, sounds good. Hey, Dave, thanks for coming on, brother. We know it's Super Bowl. First question tonight, who you rooting for, man?
Hey, how's it going? I'm not. I think that was. You there?
Yeah, I'm
here. Yeah, I think the Broncos. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I can hear you.
Okay, let's do this one more time. Ryan, welcome to the show. And we got Dave. Welcome to the show, Dave Rosenfeld, and Ryan Burns, guys, is on the show. And guys, I'll just go. Hey, Ryan, what do you think of this? And then Dave, what do you think of this? Because I know you guys can't see us, and it gets tough. But I was asking Dave, and you said you're going for the Bronx tonight, huh, Dave?
Oh, yeah, I think I'll go Broncos.
Well, see, I'm an Indianapolis man, so for Peyton Manning, this is probably going to be his last game, and hopefully he's going to come home and coach us because we need it, because we're sitting at home watching TV right now with my Colts. But what do you think, Ryan? Who are you rooting for, man?
I guess I'm going Panthers.
Oh, my God. There's always got to be
good
one, Dave.
Good for you, sir. Good for you.
What's wrong with you Utah kids, man? My God.
I know.
But you guys came on tonight, man. This is Ryan's been on a couple times before, Dave. You're an honored guest tonight to be on here. You've done so much work. AlienDaveGuys.com. Make sure to check that out. Skinwalker Ranch. I we only got 30 minutes. We could talk for 6 days straight about the Skinwalker. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your background, Dave, how you started with Skinwalker and how you got into the UFO ufology community?
I was interested in Skinwalkers when the story first came out in the Deseret News article in 96.
Okay.
And so I've been out there kind of early and got into seeing what's going on with the ranch and all. Anyways, I think the first known photograph published on the internet was for me back in like 2000 or 2001 of the Skinwalker Ranch. So I've been in the Skinwalker Ranch for a long time.
Oh, nice. Hold on one second. Yes, Mr. Bigelow. I got Dave on the phone right now. He just admitted that. You guys get that. Thanks for the delayed laughter there.
Sean's trying to collect the reward there.
It's, yeah. I was...
We need the money, guys. We're sorry. We need the money.
He said, he told me. Bigelow said, if you can get Burns and Dave on at the same time, I got you. So I'm a billionaire now. I'm rich. What's that, a helicopter? Hey, Ryan, of course, Ryan Burns, the author of Skinwalker and Beyond. How did you, for the listeners just joining us, how did you get involved with ufology? Same question, and Skinwalker Ranch.
Ufology, Skinwalker Ranch was kind of the first thing. I had a bit of an instance where I picked up what I believed was a hitchhiker and later found out was a Skinwalker. And that got me into the Skinwalker Ranch thing. But as far as ufology goes, believe it or not, I learned most of, the beginning trappings from Dave. I'd go to meetings and listen to what Dave was doing and just really kind of ignited my passion for it.
I have to stop you. You picked up a hitchhiker who turned out to be a skinwalker.
Yeah, where's the story?
You can't
been?
Just right. glaze over that.
Oh, yeah, by the way,
it's a good thing to do.
Please explain to us what a skinwalker is and how you found out it was a skinwalker in your car.
Sure. At first, I honestly thought it was just an elderly Native American lady or somebody like that had the trappings. It almost looks like a homeless person, but you're really not homeless people out here. It's very rural and farmy, and they were it was covered in like tribal blankets and walking along the road very slowly. And I thought I was doing a good deed and pulled over, rolled down the window and asked them if they needed a ride. And they just kind of climbed into the vehicle. And that's how it started for me.
See, that's amazing.
And how did you know it was a skinwalker?
About 3 hours later, I was at Bottle Hollow Reservoir. Where I picked them up is actually the old ranch road leading into Skinwalker Ranch. And at the time, there wasn't a gate to the entrance. And it was right about where the gate is now, actually, just before the gate. And I lost about 3 hours of time, and the Bureau of Indian Affairs found me there by Bottle Hollow Reservoir, and I was just kind of like out of it in my car. At first, they most likely thought I was drunk or something, but I wasn't. And so when they asked me how I got there, and I told them I didn't know and told them what had happened, that they're the ones that's the first time I heard that term. And they said, oh, this one got nabbed by the skinwalker.
Oh, wow.
So, and since a female skinwalker picked you up and you lost time, you think there's any little baby skinwalkers out there with your eyes?
I sure hope not.
Yeah, that's terrific, Nate. Thanks for that scientific insider question. No, but guys, for everybody, I was going to speed it up a little bit for you guys, won't have to cover it. Anyway, Skinwalker Ranch for the Shadow Nation, also known as the Sherman Ranch, it's a property just mystified in all these amazing paranormal-type phenomena. Of course, Robert Bigelow, real estate billionaire, comes in and he buys this thing. Everybody's thinking, huh, what, why would he buy this land known to be cursed all this for a long time by the Utes that live out there? I'm sorry, the Native American, I believe they're called Utes, right, guys?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and the ground is just bad. They know bad things happen around that area. So Bigelow comes out, he buys it, starts NIDS. And that was the National Institute for Discovery Science. Starts NIDS. He has people out there doing this research. Now, you guys think that if you don't follow this, you can't write this stuff, okay? You guys are honestly thinking, oh, these guys are lying. This is true. This billionaire goes out, buys this ranch known for aliens, UFOs, ghosts, whatever, and then he starts his own team. Now, well, not just so recent, just I think 3 or 4 years ago, NASA gives $17.8 million to Mr. Bigelow, like he needs it, and his aerospace program, working on the B-330. It's the inflatable laboratory for their use in International Space Station. So anyway, NASA and Bigelow are working side and side. Guys, can you, let's go with Dave first. Dave, what do you know about Bigelow? Have you ever met the guy? What's your thoughts on him and NIDS, the purpose?
I've never met Bigelow. There was a time and point in our research where we even found out that there was no known photographs of Bigelow. But that was quite a few years ago, and since then, the photographs have come out. Bigelow is one of those people who are, I think, very interested in the paranormal, and the ranch isn't the only paranormal property that he owns. He owns some ghost towns and some other properties that are known for weird things going down on and this and that. But I think Bigelow has some inside information on what the alien problem is all about. And I think he's in tight with a lot of high up people who are also kind of informed of the UFO problem. So I think what he's doing out there at the ranch is commendable in a sense, because he's got some of the best minds on his team. NIDS, which is now defunct publicly, but I do believe that the team does still get together on certain things, and if certain things pop up or activity happens, more frequently or stuff, they'll get back together. But I think a lot of what he does is kind of for his own gain. I don't think he's out there to prove it to the rest of the UFO field.
Right. One of the things I had Jan C. Harzig on. You guys know him, right? From MUFON, the president.
Mm-hmm.
Of the organization. He came on, Nathan and I were talking to him, and I was kind of shy about asking the question, but I had to, man, because we're all researchers here. And I said, listen, you guys, it's an organization for the people, by the people, non-for-profit, people that are into aliens, UFO reportings. Why is Bigelow giving you guys money? And I know I didn't ask him like that, I'm paraphrasing, but you know, and he said, well, wouldn't you take it? If people are going to donate money, of course you're going to. Of course, he's right. If you're non-for-profit, somebody's going to say, hey, man, I want to donate this to your cause or whatever. But not only that, and I think Robert, Mr. Bigelow is doing awesome. If he's out there and he, because I would too. If I was a billionaire and I found a haunted place, I would buy it and I would research it. But at what?
And your wife would be furious with you, Sean.
Yeah, that would happen. But Dave, Ryan, at what point do you have to raise an eyebrow and go, wait a second. When do we know power to not corrupt a person, to have their fingers in all the pies, to take over the basically the UFO reporting hotline, which is, I believe, the FAA directs them all to Bigelow, or he has a department assigned for that? What do you guys think about him having this much power? Dave, go ahead, and then Ryan.
You know, I don't know what I think about that. I think it's kind of selfish in my eyes. I mean, I know he'd give all that money to the MUFON more or less for the access to all the data. So he's interested in the data more or less than, you know, to be, you know, helping the organization out type thing. So,
right.
You know, it's kind of strange that people bring up the Bigelow Ranch when the Skinwalker Ranch, when Bigelow is, he's got properties all over this planet that these type of things happen on. So it's kind of strange, but I know that recently in the news that in UFO conferences and stuff, he's been mentioned when they come up and talk about murders and UFOs and the two of them connecting and everybody brings up Skinwalker Ranch. So it's just kind of one of those things where, you know, in the UFO community, we're all looking for knowledge and to try to help us along in this research. But here comes a guy, a billionaire with a big team, and they spend years and years on the ranch, and you get this little book from them, more or less, stating some of the more incredible accounts, but you never have any documents, any evidence, any of that stuff. None of that stuff's been released.
Right. Yeah, and I've listened to YouTube videos with Bigelow on it stating to Knapp, to George Knapp, of course, the award-winning reporter that broke the story first out there, blah, 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 blah. He stated to Knapp that, yeah, this stuff happens, that this entity or whatever has the upper hand, that it allowed it. You guys have heard these.
Yeah.
So here you have this clear-headed multi-billionaire out there, and he's saying, yeah, this stuff happens. We've seen it happening. And people are still not believing. You know, they're saying, nah. No, this can't happen. These guys are freaks, you know. Dave and Ryan are nuts. They're just making this stuff up. And that's, you know, that's what do you think, Ryan? What do you think about Bigelow having these hands and all these pies, man? And why is NASA paying this cat money? NASA, well, we're under the illusion that NASA would have to answer to us, the people. Which is not true. But now definitely going through a private citizen, giving him money, shooting him back $17.5 million. To check out the B-330, which was their thing. The government shut them down, would stop funding. Then Bigelow said, I'm going to take the patent on it. Started doing the inflatable units. Now the NASA's going through him, paying him money. So they don't really have to answer nobody. It's a private gig now. What do you guys think? What do you think, Ryan?
Absolutely. I think Bigelow is a very interesting individual. I think he's the only person that can legitimately take weapons into space. I think that his property, all the inexplicable stuff that he was researching there, and Dave's aware of this as well. I believe that there's been quite a bit of a siege that the government has come in and accessed a lot of this research, you know, by Homeland Security methods and others, and realized exactly what he was doing and the leaps and bounds that he was making. And I think that is why they're handing him this money and giving him so much rein as he seems to be doing it responsibly. But, you know, being a billionaire, I think he would have done it on his own anyway, but the government, as usual, just wants to get their hands into it. But that's my theory.
Yeah. Nathan, what do you think? I guess you didn't think nothing.
I wanted to make sure we didn't get any echo there with the two guests on, Sean, so I was muting myself.
Okay.
I'm listening to this thinking to myself, are people listening to him going, well, he's just eccentric? You know, the excuses that you can make for a situation like this can be huge. So what are the American people thinking of Bigelow? I'm also searching him online while we're talking about him and thinking, when you pull up Bigelow's name, aerospace comes up first, and after that, Skinwalker Ranch. So what's his connection with this, and is he running with it? Is he, you never hear from him talking to the public, you know, well, last night we had this weird thing, walk across the lawn. Like you were saying, Sean, if you were a millionaire, tomorrow you would own a haunted place, but you'd be releasing everything as it happened.
Yeah.
Why is he keeping it so secret? Why is he keeping people off the land?
Because he's clearly feeding Ryan and Dave the information, and they're not giving it to us.
Guys, oh, I see.
What the crap, man? No, but that you're right, man. That's crazy. And we all know the country's bought by the guys that hold the money. They own it. So just like the Skinwalker Ranch, you said it best, Dave. I mean, he's not given much. He gave a little booklet. Oh, yeah, well, we kind of found this sort of, uh-huh. That's the best NIDS could have. So, you know, and I want to get into the other places you're talking about, Dave, because like when I was reading in your opening, I want to find out more about this, the Dugway as the new Area 51. I want to talk a little bit about that. I want to talk some more about the equipment that Ryan and you have developed and Ryan's got to use out there at the ranch before. Can we start with that? Some of the equipment, how did you find out it would work? Because I know the RC car, I was looking at the video, I'm playing it right now. How did you know that sucker would work through all the terrain and everything out there on the ranch?
That was kind of more or less a shot in the dark. I mean, there's times that it's hard to get close proximity, at least during the daytime. You know, it is private property. You don't want to be, it's a lot easier to lose an RC car than it's, you know, to lose a researcher. So
yeah.
it just seemed to make sense.
I don't know. I've worked with a few researchers that I'd rather keep the RC car.
Of course, that's aliendave.com, guys, to check out all his stuff. Dave, I got to say hats off to you, brother, because when Ryan came on and he broke this to us and showed us some of the pictures of the stuff you have, amazing work, my friend. Amazing work. Huh?
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, I've been into it for a long time, so.
Absolutely, man.
I try.
It's because guys like you and Ryan, exactly. Because of guys like you and Ryan, that will break someday, and the people will find out. Because, like you said, with Bigelow, we're not going to find out. NASA and maybe the government officials, a select few, will find out, and then they'll decide what they're going to tell us. So, Ryan, you know, what have you been up to out at the ranch? I want to talk to you about your buddy at NIDS, if you can even talk about that, because when we spoke on the phone, you kind of said something. I don't know if I was supposed to bring that up. I know you guys are top secret. I could get you killed with a sentence, so I don't know what to say to you and Dave. But you guys just take it away, Ryan. Tell me about the, if you can, your NIDS friend and what you've been doing at the ranch recently.
I've spoken with members of the NIDS team and other people in Department of Defense, NASA, the space program, had one, gosh, I mean, on one particular occasion, it was a bit disturbing. Gentlemen, I also run a bed and breakfast, so he asked for the government rate. I didn't think anything of it. Mm-hmm. Got here and stayed at the B&B, and about for 3 days, we talked about nothing but disinformation governmentally and what's really going on in the basin and the different projects that they have going on. And of course I kept asking about Skinwalker and he asserted to me that yes, that is still an ongoing project. And just the scope of disinformation is huge.
He said it is still an ongoing project, NIDS?
It is. Not NIDS, but basically Department of Defense contracts that have to do with Skinwalker Ranch is the most vague way I can say it to give you a better grasp of what's going on. I mean, it's eerie. I mean, among the things we discussed, he went on to say that if I really wanted to get a better grasp of what's going on, I should contact local Kevin's witches, shamans, and other occult organizations and try to gain membership. He said, you'll thank me. And, you know, I didn't believe much of it, if any, but however, I did start to reach out to some of these people out of curiosity. And as it turns out, there's a lot more going on than I originally thought. And from the Department of Defense perspective, I mean, there's a lot of theories out there of the intelligences that are encountered out there at the ranch. And I'm you know, it has to do with time travel, multiverse, the paradoxes. There's a lot of unique features at this particular ranch. And there's other areas that have similar features, but I mean, among the features, it has a higher water table. It's got a lake above the ranch, very sandy soil, and so the water actually seeps under the soil towards the ranch and underneath these super high power electrical lines. And you add to that like the geographical location of it and like the ley lines, and I mean, it is just, if there's a place where you can scratch the surface and kind of look into other dimensions, this is the place. And he went into, you know, what makes it unique, but I think what was more impressive to me is like the technology that they're trying to gain from it. And, you know, portal technology, a lot of the typical stuff that you would see with a governmental, you know, the things that the government and the Army would be associated with. The Department of Defense has been testing out there. I know for a fact they've been testing cloaking devices on both people and objects, and it's just wild. So there's a bit of everything. I mean, there's the real deal going on, there's the dimensionality going on, and then there's definitely the military industrial complex getting their hand into it.
Now, I'm going to switch to Dave, and then I'm going to come right back to you, because you're not getting out of this whole witch topic, brother. You can't drop that bombshell, okay, and then just scoot on out and go, well, it's very interesting. No, somewhere the smoking man right now from the X-Files is going, we have a problem. You know what I mean? Yeah, because you and Dave are on. But Dave, it's talking with you, man. What do you think about, that's an interesting thing. Everybody looks to the night skies. You got the equipment. You got the, you know, the radar scans, everything that you do to research UFO. What about the spiritual side of it, things? You know, a lot of people say if you focus in crystals and this stuff, you can communicate. What about that to a born-again, hard UFO researcher? Is that nonsense? Is there truth to it?
Well, I think there's truth to it. I think telepathic communication is alien level of communication. So when you go out on sky watches and you kind of invite them in, and especially when a big group does it, I think that you can be heard by them. I think that, you know, like I say, that the telepathic communication is their form of communication, and when we do it, we're now communicating on their level. So yeah, I do believe. I don't think it's a spiritual thing. I think it's, you know, the telepathic abilities is what they look for when they communicate.
You know, I wonder.
So spiritual, I do believe that, you know, probably aliens do believe in their own God in some way or sort. So I think, you know, spiritual is out there as well as, you know, on Earth. So,
yeah, absolutely.
And an alien God, Sean.
The truth is out there, man. Absolutely. But yeah, that wouldn't confuse anything any more than it already is.
But that would really throw all those people who are like, we need to find aliens so that we can, like, once and for all put the God myth to bed.
Yeah.
And then the aliens show up and they say, oh yeah, we believe in God.
There's about 30 more that we can fight over. Yeah. But, you know, the interesting thing about that, Dave, and the reason I ask, when you go out and you put it in your gear bag, when you go out to these sites, we've already seen some of the tools you have, which are amazing. But do you carry a crystal, or do you carry something like that? Do you start off with some type of ceremony? Because, you know, some ghost hunters and stuff, they'll do that. How do you conduct a UFO evaluation or investigation?
Probably nothing like a good investigation.
Right.
We don't do a prayer or anything like that in the beginning. More or less, it's just us going out there and being very observant and trying to document and observe anything that we can that would be unusual. Right? Because there's a lot of distraction going on, especially, like I say, around the military base, the Dugway, and Area 51. There's a lot of distraction going on. They want you to look here while they do this test over here. So you can't just look in one direction. You have to be, you know, aware of your surroundings for sure, especially at Skinwalker.
Yeah, absolutely. Now you've brought that up a couple times. We're going to splash right in, Ryan. You can jump in anytime, brother. Dugway. Utah's West Desert, right? The people are saying that you're the man responsible for this. Did you put the aliens out there? Have you discovered? No. What happened, Dave? What is this thing?
Are you part of the alien transfer program where that you help find them housing? And
you know, if I was nominated, I'd gladly do that. Right. But, unfortunately, no. No, I've been studying Dugway Proving Grounds for, you know, a couple decades now, and in my research and my postings and my publications, I've come across a lot of people who have worked out there and sat down and talked with them, and military contractors, military personnel, civilians, all sorts of people that have either worked out there, been out there, had projects going out there. And I tell you what, a lot of strange stuff gets thrown my way. And I'm convinced that more goes on at Dugway than Area 51 probably, because Dugway is 3.5 times bigger than Area 51. It has a much larger airspace. You have it's public, so you know people can come in and out of that place with no problem. They don't need to be secret. And the main thing about Dugway is chemical testing, live ordnance, bombing, and you know, people want to stay away from this place. So what better place to house alien technology and to test it than a place that nobody wants to get near?
Now, have you been there? Will they allow access to the place?
Oh, I've been on the property many times, and I've even been invited to have tours and stuff out there. But I know that the real good stuff is underground, and a tour of the facility ain't going to help me anything. I've seen that, just, you know, being a civilian. I've gone on base and done jobs for the military as well, and got a good look around, and then that's not what I'm interested in. I'm interested in what's out on the range, what's out, you know, beyond ghetto.
Show me the Dulce,
little city inside Dugway.
Show me the Dulce underground base type stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Now
go.
I talked with contractors even that says, you know, they've done concrete work out there for 5 years underground.
Wow. And
5 years worth of concrete's a long time to be pouring concrete.
Well, when you're working with chemical weapons and things like that, you want to make sure it's secure. Now, when you're talking about them out there testing all this stuff, the fact that Bigelow is on, you know, Native American Native American land that even the Native Americans don't want anymore because they think it's cursed. How do they feel about Bigelow's, you know, connection to these issues?
Bigelow's connection to Skinwalker or Dugway?
To Skinwalker. And of
okay,
course,
I don't think you have that.
And of course, the Native Americans' interest in just, you know, what's going on out at Dugway.
I think you're getting two things confused here.
I am. I'm basically saying, how do they feel about what's going on at Skinwalker, and how do they feel about what's going on at Dugway? I mean, are there two?
Oh, okay. I think Skinwalker Ranch, since it became public, is kind of getting more Native Americans involved, because the Native American subject, you know, when they came to it was pretty secret back, you know, a decade ago or two decades ago. You mentioned the word Skinwalker, and they would look at you funny, like you just said a bad word. And now when you go to the basin and you mention Skinwalker, they kind of bring up conversations with you about it. So times have changed about the Skinwalker thing. So Native Americans in Dugway, I know that Skull Valley here, they're kind of against it, but they're also, you know, working in bills and stuff to take in nuclear waste and dispose of it on their property. So it's kind of a hit and miss with the Native Americans out there toward Dugway, because on one hand, you got them, you know, living right next door to the facility, and the other hand, they're willing to take in nuclear waste or you know, hazardous waste and store it on their property for funding. So
yeah, you're right, Dave.
Kind of a dual thing there going on.
You're right, Dave. I think one of the big keys would be absolutely getting the Native Americans involved. Ryan, you know, mm-hmm. you've been out to a lot of the res, brother. You've dealt with the Ute Indians. You've been a lot with the tribal stuff. The Indians, the Native Americans that live around those places, like Dave was saying, years ago, you know, you say Skinwalker, it was like you said a curse word. Now you say it, they're ready to talk. Do you think, has any of them ever said they've been approached by, let's go back to Skinwalker, been approached by Bigelow's people or anything, trying to give them money to say, shut up, because you guys are so close, you might see this stuff?
Absolutely. Yeah. Some of the some of the closest neighbors have actually had to sign non-disclosure agreements and were promised certain things they didn't receive. But
wow,
yeah, they are held to strict non-disclosure, especially some of the very close neighbors are legally bound to those. And they can. I mean, they can, you know, in a conversation off the record, they can kind of tell you what's going on. But if you ask them if you can, you know, get that in writing or film or tape or no, it's just an absolute no.
You guys run into that quite a bit, don't you, Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
crazy.
Especially when I'm working with people from Dugway. There's things I know about Dugway I will never say because I don't want to get people in trouble or fired or end up in prison myself. So I've had close calls with that. So I kind of have reserves about certain things that I learned out there.
You know, we've been on the air.
Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you really got to hand it to Dave with the whole Dugway thing. I mean, he opened up a can of worms that, in all reality, I mean, I go to Vegas quite a bit. I've been to Area 51, and there is nowhere near the activity that there is at Dugway. And in addition, I mean, even TV shows that have gone out there with Dave, you know, one in particular, I mean, got canceled after their Dugway episode. So
really?
I think... Yeah, there's a lot more going on there than Dave really kind of blew the lid off of it, in my opinion.
What do you think, Dave? Do you think the 51, since they've said, "Hey, look, come in, bring Kathy whatever on the News 8 team and show her there's nothing here," you think they've just moved everything?
No. Area 51 is still the place for Black Project planes, more or less planes that can reach any place on the planet within 1 hour.
Okay.
So these Black Project planes are still there. But most of the space-related stuff has moved to Utah because we have, a dozen or so space agencies here in Utah building space parts. You know, we have Lockheed, we have Boeing, we have, you know, all these space industry people out here building rockets and, you know, what have you. And so if they're building it here, why not test it here?
Right.
And that's what they do out there at Dugway. They test these space planes and stuff. And I know, who was it? Somebody just built a multi-million-dollar facility out there. It was one of the space agencies. But, you know, like I say, I think the space-related stuff has moved to Utah. And it was a cover story there for a while with Pocket Mechanics and Air 51 moving to Green River and all that. That's not true. But the true part of it was moved to Utah. Part of the projects that were happening at Area 51 had been moved, and they moved them to Utah. So, yeah. And my insiders and contacts out there kind of confirmed that all for me. So, what they're doing out there is illegal. It has no oversight. It's dangerous. There's a lot of things that go on out there that the mainstream public, even the locals here in Utah and Salt Lake City, have no clue about. What they do out there, like the recent release of chlorine gas in August. It was never mentioned on the TV, never gave any warnings to the public.
Oh, nice.
So those kind of tests do go on out there as well, you know, these dangerous open-air testing. So,
Hey Dave, I got to ask you, because if I was sitting in a bar and you came in and sat next to me, and said, by the way, over there at Area 51, they have planes that can get anywhere on the planet in 1 hour. I'd be like, this guy should be cut off. what are you talking about? Planes that can reach anywhere on the planet in 1 hour. What are they working on?
Well, that was their ultimate goal for Area 51, was to develop planes, these black planes that could more or less take out a nuclear weapon before it goes ballistic. So within minutes of that rocket being, that missile being fired, a plane could leave a base where it would be housed or staged and reach that nuclear weapon before it goes ballistic. So we're talking minutes on that type of subject. But, you know, we've been working up to that. And right now they have planes that can reach anywhere on the planet within an hour. And I do believe one of them is going to be kind of seen on a Super Bowl commercial here coming up. So
yeah.
They're going to kind of hint about one of these new planes.
Yeah.
That's Dave's, that's Dave's little inside going, wrap it up, dude. You guys said 30 minutes Super Bowl.
You're going to make me miss that commercial.
Hey, Dave, I know we got to wrap it up, bro, soon. I just wanted to close with you real quick, and then we'll do Ryan. But what's coming up for the Big Dave, AlienDave.com? What do you got going on? What's some of your what's some of the stuff coming up for you, man? Big stuff.
I've been working lately, last year or two, on ancient aliens in Utah, proof of ancient aliens in Utah, and with the Utah Project. It's a web series that we're doing.
Okay.
On YouTube, so anybody can look that up. Google the Utah Project to see some of our documentaries on there. But that's what I've been doing lately, is the petroglyph thing, the ancient aliens connection, and I'm also going to be working on some of the stuff regarding giants. In Utah, and the Native American connection with that, and
Nephilim.
That's Nephilim. Kind of what I'm working on. Yeah,
I seen you know, but you have seen one of your images. You said that the Nephilim, and we had I can't remember the guy's name now that came on, Fritz Zimmerman. He wrote Nephilim,
yeah.
Ohio Gods of the Ohio Valley, something like that. Amazing person, and that right there, man. We could have you back on for another hour to talk about Nephilim. Do you think there's a...
Yeah, it's really interesting stuff, for sure.
Do you think there's a connection? UFO, alien, Nephilim?
I think that might be a genetic, hybridization program or something. Yeah.
It could be. Nothing's off the table. Ryan, before we wrap up, brother, talk briefly on the witch group out there, the Coven, man, and the link between the Coven and Skinwalker, and what's coming up next with your new book coming out.
You bet. The new book coming out is going to be called Skinwalker Ranch Secrets. As far as the variety of witches and that, as far as that's concerned, it's just more or less a possible connection between the general relativity theories that they have going on at the ranch and some of the more occult practices that are taking place around it. And just the framework of how those two have a connection. I've just been trying to combine that with some of the more scientific aspects, the loop quantum gravity stuff going on out there, and the warp compactification that they have, and portal technology that they are checking out, just seeing if I can tie them all together or at least make some sense of it. It's kind of a complicated mess, but just keep pushing on.
What do you and Dave got up next? You got any Comic Cons or anything coming down?
Yeah, we've got go for it, Dave. We've got UFO Fest, first UFO festival in Utah coming up in the spring.
Nice.
And then we got Comic-Con again in the fall, and another kind of paranormal local type thing after Comic-Con.
Which Comic-Con?
Not FanX, but Comic-Con.
Yeah, but which one? Salt Lake
Comic-Con.
Salt Lake, okay. Hey, I got to ask, Sean, before we wrap up, too, what do you guys think of the new X-Files?
I loved it.
It's great. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It is. I was actually going to tie that in, guys, because we've had a lot of, Tom Braidwood, a lot of the stars, William B. Davis, the Smoking Man, we've had them on right before you guys came on. And, we've asked them the same questions because, Ryan's been our friend, Dave, and now you, and you guys have done so much tireless work around Bigelow and Skinwalker, and we ask them about it. What do you guys think? And it's a 50-50. I mean, these guys, a lot of – Mark Snow just came out with that. Granted, it was big for ratings, but he came out with the story when he wrote X-Files and pitched it, and they found out they were going to run with it. He called FBI. FBI said, "Who are you?" And then he said after he shot the pilot, it went through. FBI called him and said, "Who are you? We really want to know, who are you?" So, and he said in the article, he goes to the firing range, they invite him out and stuff. Sounds a lot like they want to keep him close to the hip, man. But yeah, I loved it too. I love what you guys do. Ryan, where can people get, when is your book coming out? You probably said that. I want to hear it again.
Oh, you bet. Right now they can get my current book that's out. It's been out for a bit. Skinwalker and Beyond. You can get that on Lulu.com or Amazon. And the other one should be the same. It'll be called Skinwalker Ranch Secrets, and still not completed, but that, hopefully the same venues will carry it out as well.
Wow. Dave Rosenfeld, everybody. AlienDave.com. Ryan Burns. Guys, I just wanted to say, before I'm going to let Nathan have it, I just wanted to say enjoy the Super Bowl. And by the way, if it wasn't for guys like you,
we would never know the truth. So keep doing what you're doing, because what you do is amazing. We love you. We support you. And keep bringing it home, baby.
Thank you.
No problem. Nathan, do you have anything for the guys?
I just had one last question before we go. Ryan, the last time you were on, we discussed drones flying over Bigelow, the Skinwalker Ranch. Mm-hmm. And you were having issues with them dying. I wondered if you ever discovered anything else about those drones, what was causing them to lose power, and if you've tried it again since.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the nearest we could come up with to the best possible theory is that they have some kind of electromagnetic pulse weapon that they can actually punch these things out of the sky. So with the newer drone models, if they have enough room around them, I guess what we're trying to do is put more insulation around the servos and the communication aspects of the drone, and hopefully they won't come down as much, because they're kind of spendy toys to be getting jacked up. But that's as near as I can tell. It's some kind of an EMP situation.
Has it happened again since then?
The most notable, it has, but the most notable, I think, is the one that we discussed, where we had one of Hollywood's best, drone. I mean, does it for movies. He's one of the best drone pilots on the planet, and his setup was absolutely meticulous. And the same thing. I mean, it just went down as soon as it crossed the boundary and started getting into a visual area where you could actually get see a lot of detail. So it definitely wasn't for lack of gear, technology, or expertise. It's something knocked it out of the sky. So.
Wow, man. I tell you what, it's been an amazing night. It always is amazing we have you on now. You, Dave, you guys will definitely have to come back on the future. Could you stay on the line 1 second while we pay the bills?
Mm-hmm.
We want to talk to you and see where they're actually keeping the aliens. We don't want to tell nobody else, though. But Nathan,
all the things you're not allowed to say online, so you don't go to jail.
We find it out here first, guys, but you don't hear it. Anyway, what a great night. Nathan, what do you say we pay the bills, buddy?
I guess so, sir.
Well, I guess we could do that if...
I suppose so. I mean, I'd rather stick around and talk to these guys. But, we're missing all these really cool Super Bowl commercials. So,
that's true.
And I want to see the one with the plane that can fly anywhere in an hour.
Dave Rosenfeld, everybody. Ryan Burns. Special thanks to all our homes, all our sponsors. Stitcher Smart Radio, Planet Paranormal, FMA, Creative Commons. Thanks for the tunes. Twitch TV, YouTube, guys. twitch.tv/ghostanddemon. iTunes, all those places. Attentive Home Healthcare, good people ready to show some love today. From the haunted back roads of America, this has been another exclusive G&D show interview. Don't go changing America. You know we won't. Hey, Demon Hunter.
Yes. Because we love you.
Night, guys.